It's time again for you to give us a shout out or a thumbs down. Joining me for letters is producer Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farai.
Christopher, your turn.
Well, we got several emails after our roundtable last week discussed and then dismissed Virginia's formal apology for slavery because it didn't include reparations. Jay Gelfand of Denver, Colorado, wrote in to say, "It seems that feelings of regret and remorse aren't enough in today's materialistic society. It's truly a shame when a group of very bright people on your show can't grasp the importance of an apology unless it's backed up by something material."
And Lisa Kahn of Miami, Florida added, "Really? Then they should have to pay all of the indentured slaves, all the Irish and Chinese that built the railroads west. It's not about paying for the past that will make a difference. It's what we change now that will make a difference."
Last week, author Daryl Littleton talked to NPR's Tony Cox about the roots of black comedy.
Well, we didn't have any stand-up comics. We actually didn't have any real recognized stand-up comedians till 1961, which you and I can go into in a second. What we did back then to keep our spirits up from the middle past and, of course, slavery, was amuse each other. And that went back to our tradition in Africa of the jesters for the African kings.
Steve Robinson of Flint, Michigan, emailed after with this. "What a great guest and segment. Thinking back to college, though, I remembered the role of griot was far larger than mere entertainment, as this hereditary class of leaders were also advisors, historians, and arbitrators. As guardians of traditionally oral cultures, griots were living history books, passing cultural memory down through generations, using stories, songs, and kinship records."
And Julie Irons is one of several listeners who wrote to praise our new full-length News and Notes podcast. Julie said, "Thanks for putting the entire show on your podcast. Here in Mexico City, it takes a long time to get anywhere, but it's a lot less exhausting now that I can pass the time listening to my favorite NPR program."
Aw, thanks, hon. We really appreciate it. And last Friday, we had a special interview with tech contributor Mario Armstrong, who broke down exactly what you need to do to subscribe to the podcast. Go to last Friday's show on the News and Notes page within NPR.org, and you can replay the segment in case you missed it.
And finally, we got a wide range of feedback on the commentaries we ran for Black History Month. Eric Van Bibber of Augusta, Georgia wrote, "I worked in the reference department of our local library and noticed that toward the end of January, there would be a mad rush to get out all of the books that had anything to do with Black History Month before the schools assigned the usual reports. Then at the end of the month, the library employees would state how glad they were that this month was over. I feel that it should be Black and White History Month 12 months a year."
Meantime, John Brooks of Gustine, California shared this maverick view. "I was going along with the thoughts of the person that had second thoughts about Black History Month. Then the light bulbs went off. What a disservice this person is doing. Let me see here. A lot of people go to church only once a year, and it is around the end of December. Most of America eats turkey and talks about Indians only about the third week of November. So let's get back to the fact that it must have took a lot of work and skill to get Black History Month on the books. Why does anyone want to go in reverse and stick their head in the sand because they only have 1 month out of the year?"
Well, no matter what month it is, we want to hear from you. So send us an email or pick up the phone.
That's right. Just call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Just log on to NPR.org and click on Contact Us. Tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. As always, many thanks, Christopher.
No problem, Farai.
That's our show for today, and thanks for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show, visit NPR.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, Atlanta Mayor Shirley Franklin on taking the slow road to leadership.